Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benson, and I'm going to be your host on this Wednesday, October the 28th, 2020. Today is Wednesday's Why. And what does that mean? Well, I've heard it said that two of the greatest days of a person's life is the day that they are born, and they discovered the purpose of why they are here. So what I want you to do, if you have not already figured it out or discovered what it is, what is your why? What is your why? What motivates you to get up every day and do what you have to do to navigate through this realm that we are all in at this moment in time? It's a lot going on in the United States and on the planet because of this COVID-19 pandemic. And unfortunately, a lot of people have suffered. People have lost their jobs. People are being evicted. They said that over 10,000 people have been evicted last month. When there's supposed to be a moratorium on eviction, people are still being put out of their homes here in the United States. I don't know what else is happening anywhere else, but I know that's what's happening right here in this country. Which leads me to say this. I know a lot of you probably don't want to believe this, or probably do believe it, but you know, you're in denial about it. Neither major party cares about making your life better. I'm going to repeat that. Neither major party cares about making your life better. Because if they did, they wouldn't be on vacation. They would have came up with another stimulus check to help the people who have lost their jobs. Over 50 million people in the United States have lost their jobs during this COVID-19 pandemic. And many more will lose their jobs because the program that they put in place to try to help people is about to it has expired. So a lot of people more are going to be laid off. There's an upsurge in the virus again. So that means that they're going to shut down more businesses, which means more people are going to lose their jobs. And in a capitalist society, if you don't have income, you're in trouble. You know, a lot of people have said that money's not that important. Well, it's right up there next to oxygen, my people, because without it, you just cannot survive here in this world. You know, I mean, we're the only species on this planet that has to pay to survive, to pay to be on this planet. So it's completely up to you to make your life better. But we all have been given this plan, a plan of failure, basically financial failure. I know everybody, most people have heard, you know, from their parents, go to school and get a good education so you can find yourself a good job. Well, for some people that worked, but for most people it didn't work. And especially during these days and times when the average lifespan on the job is about 4.5 years. And, you know, there used to be a time where you could probably spend 30 or 40 years on the job, retire with a little pension. They've taken that away also now. They got this thing called 401k, which is, you know, before I go any further, let you know I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just sharing some information that I know and some information about what I do based on my studies and my research. But the 401k is one of the biggest scams that they got going, along with the businesses. You know, have you ever noticed that when you go to a city, the tallest buildings that you see are banks? They control everything. They control the politics. That's why I said neither major party cares about making your life better, because they're all basically supported by corporate America. You know, the biggest donors are the ones that they are beholden to, you know. And that's why we are in the condition that we're in now. The banking system, they told you to go and open up a savings account and start saving your so-called money so that you can have some when you retire. Well, if you know anything about inflation, your savings is being confiscated through this thing called inflation, because the dollar continues to lose its value. It loses its value every year. You know, since it was created, it's lost 98% of its buying power. Think about it. You as a human being, if you lost 98% of your power, where would you be at right now? You'd be on life support. And that's what the dollar is on. It's on life support. And the only thing that's keeping it going is the treasurer continuously creating cash out of thin air. Think about when you get a loan or, you know, a credit card. Where does the money come from? How is it created? It's created out of thin air, basically, because it's not real money. We've been led to believe it's real money, but you can actually check the Constitution of the United States and see that it is supposed to be gold or silver as a means of exchange, paying off debts and all other transactions. But in 1913, the Federal Reserve took over the monetary system of this country. And the Federal Reserve is not the federal government. It's owned by private families who own stocks and are part of that bank. And so when you think about the debt that this country is in, you're in debt to some families who run this country. You know, they fund basically all the wars that's going on right here on the planet. And both major parties in here in the United States, they support war. You know, they're not trying to end any war. I can't remember a time when this country has not been in war, at home or abroad. You know, we as African people, black people, whatever you want to call yourself, we've been at war since we first came here. And something happened in the 60s when we thought we were going to, you know, come out and become equal or even rise above during the Black Power Movement. Right after the Civil Rights Movement, it was neutralized by this war on drugs started by Richard Nixon. A lot of people think that Reagan started the war on drugs. No, he just did some other things, like he took the jobs out of the black community and sent them overseas. He cut a lot of social programs that were intended for us to gain some type of economic foothold that we were denied for so long, because we have been denied so many jobs and opportunities to own businesses and property and so forth for so many decades in this country after the Emancipation Proclamation. So I'm just letting you know that we have a plan. We do have a plan. For anybody who wants to take charge of their family's financial situation, we got a plan. But you got to be open to this information. You know, you got to be open to new information. We're in an information age. We're in a digital age, technology age. A lot of people may and may not have heard of a thing called blockchain or cryptocurrency. Most people don't even know that gold is real money. Gold is money. Let me tell you why. Because it's a store of value. It's a store of wealth. It's a way to protect your savings from confiscation through inflation. Real money should be worth more or the same in the future as it is today. And that's what gold is. Let me give you one figure real quick. I hope that this will resonate with you. In 1920, you can get a brand new vehicle for $645 or a kilogram of gold. Fast forward to today, 2020. Brand new vehicle, nice one, about $40,000. But you know that same kilogram of gold from 1920, today it is worth over $60,000. So if you're saving paper, you're losing. You're actually allowing yourself to be robbed of your wealth, which is one of the reasons why generational wealth is a missing ingredient among our people. One of the reasons. There's a lot of reasons, but that's one of the reasons, because we think that saving paper is the answer. See, the wealthy don't save paper. They know better. They know that they only use that as a means of exchange or to acquire assets with it. You know, they actually, a lot of them just borrow the money to obtain assets. And for those who don't know what an asset is, an asset is something that brings money towards you, that makes money for you. A liability is something that takes away your wealth. It takes away your buying power. And the U.S. dollar is a liability. You can go on the Federal Reserve website and you'll see number one item on their budget sheet as a liability is currency, U.S. dollars, because it's not a store of value. So we want to offer you opportunity to take a part in our plan, a plan that can put you and your family back on the gold standard. The gold standard that Richard Nixon also took us off in 1971. See, Nixon, most of y'all remember him from Watergate, but I believe that was just a smokescreen for him starting the war, because he started the war on drugs, basically to neutralize those protesters against the Vietnam War and black people who were rising up wearing their afros and dashikas and saying black power, undawa. That's right. We want what we deserve. Reparations was due. Reparations is due. And there's a movement going on right here in this country, not just among our people, black people, but white people too. They're tired. They're tired of working from paycheck to paycheck, going to college, going into debt, and coming out and can't find a job that's going to help them pay off that debt and live the American so-called dream. Right now, most people are living a nightmare. You know, there's a few people doing great. But the masses of the people here in the United States, not doing too well, because they have followed that plan. Go to school, get education, save some money in the bank, 401k, and work from paycheck to paycheck. But we weren't designed to do that, people. So today is Wednesday's Why. And like I said earlier, the best days of a person's life is the day that you arrive on this realm, and the day that you discover your why, your purpose, why are you here? You are not here just to pay bills, work, and die. We all have a divine mission, and it's up to you to decide what it is. You know, we don't need to be killing each other and fighting each other and arguing each other. No, that's not civilization. We need to become more aware of what time it is and come together so we can do something different. The revolution has begun. Like Gil Scott-Heron said, it's not going to be I give thanks for the internet, you know, because it's allowed us to get the information that was so long hidden from so many people. And it's allowed us to come together in all areas of the globe, a better world for everybody. And that's what we're doing here with this company that I'm a part of called FreeBay. We have the FreeBay Academy that can teach you how to become an entrepreneur, reach your goals, and become successful. I call it the Entrepreneur Training Center, Success University. We also have the FreeBay Crypto Academy training, teach you about new money, blockchain, cryptocurrency. We have a stable coin, the V999, that's tagged to a 10-gram of gold. If you want in on this, there's a link here that you can click or get back with the person that you shared this with you. And 6 days a week, 12 noon and 9 p.m., we do a training on a website called goldrocks.info. But there's a password that you're going to need. Get with me or the person that shares it with you if you want their password. Also share those live on Facebook also. So you guys in the 24K way, I hope I share some information of value. And like this, share this. We'll be back Friday. Peace, power, and love.